Should slang be banned?
Several schools are trying to clamp down on the use of slang, but is it worth it?
The Harris Academy in Upper Norwood, London, is one school that's taking action. Students there are banned from using terms such as cause, because, ain't, isn't, or aren't, and yeah, yes, when they're speaking. Signs have been put up with a list of banned words, and a letter has been sent to parents explaining the decision, according to an article in the Daily Mail.
But why? The big problem is that many of these terms are appearing in written work, explained a teacher. This puts many children at a severe disadvantage. You don't want the children to lose their identity, but you do want them to be able to communicate properly with people and be understood. We are going to teach them the rules. If they decide not to use these rules with friends, that is fine, but I want them to know that when they are filling in application forms and speaking in a formal situation, they should use standard English.
So, what's causing the problem? Firstly, slang is just about everywhere these days. In TV soaps, reality shows, songs, films, and with more and more people using it in conversations with friends and work colleagues, it's becoming more acceptable. The increase in the use of mobile phones and social networking sites is also having an effect. Texting often involves using abbreviations or phonetic forms of words, such as what, dat, that, dis, this, n, and, w, with, gonna, going to, and wanna, want to.
However, many see any attempts to control language as completely pointless. The very nature of English is its flexibility, said Jamaican poet Benjamin Zephania in a recent interview. It's a ban that would be impossible to achieve as there's no official language police. You can't control the type of language that people use, he added. The reason why English is such a popular language is because it evolves and adapts well to fit the way it is being used, a language expert explained.
Is the war on slang worth fighting?